The following shiur has been presented by Rav Mordechai Fuchs, Poisek at the Beis Havaad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havaad Halacha Center. To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evanah Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Ayin Aleph. Today's daf is the beginning of the sugya of Shitufim Mavois. Now, just to explain the difference between the Shituf and Eiv, Eiv Chetzeiros is to join the houses in the Chotzer, and Shitufim Mavois is to join the Chetzeiros in the Mavui. Now, Eiv Chetzeiros works by making all the members of the Chotzer that, as if they live in one house, in one bayis. Therefore, the Eiv must be kept in a bayis, in a Mokim Dira, because we have to make that everybody lives in this place that the Eruv is. Also, since Adam Nimshach Achar Pitoy, a person is Das, where does a person make his home where his bread is? So too, the Eruv has to be done with the bread. Masha Enkein, Shituf Mavois, since it's to join the Chatzeyos in the Mavui, and the Chatzeyos aren't a Mokim Dira, it's not a place where people live, therefore the Eruv can be kept in the Chatzer, as long as it's in a Mokim Mishumer, in a safe place that it's going to be able to last the whole Shabbos. Also, a bread is not needed, since it's not accomplishing Dira. So you don't have the svara of Adam Nimshach Achar Pitoy. Hence, the Mishnah speaks about making a shituf with yayin and shemen, with wine and oil. So the Mishnah, besides speaking about making a shituf with other foods, also a different idea is brought up. What if the Bnei Chatzeres didn't come together and make an actual shituf? What if they just happen to have a partnership in different foods? The Mishnah says, Lezeba Yayin Ulezeba Shemen. If they're partners, that they own a barrel of wine together, then just like there's a din by Eiv, that if the Bnei Chatzeros, if the Bnei Chotz were sitting and eating Erev Shabbos, then and they forgot to make an Eiv, then the bread on the table can work automatically as their Eiv, because they're all connected. So too would be for Shituf. Even if they own wine and not bread, because for Shituf Mavois, you don't need bread. So the question of the Mishnah is, what about if the middle Chotzer has a shutfis with one chotzer with wine, and has a partnership with another chotzer with the oil? Could that connect them? To be patient, the shayla, let's look in the Gemara. In the Gemara, to disprove Rav's raya to Rav, that a shituf between three neighbors with the wine must be done in one barrel, Abaya says that don't compare Yayin v'yayin, that a shituf that with the two different chatzeres both being with wine, don't compare that with the case of yayin v'shemen. By yayin v'yayin, when everybody has a shituf in wine, even if the partnership with one chotzer is in a different keli as the wine of the partnership with the other chotzer, since they are mixable. So bila ena ma'akevus, just to borrow a term. You don't have to actually put them together, because since they could mix, then you don't have to actually mix them. And if it's in two barrels, that's fine. Yayin v'shemen, however, says Abaya, since they can't mix, so if they're in two kalim, very possible there would be a chasarin in that the shitufim aren't together. The Ritva takes this literally, that Abaye is saying, Yayin and Shemen in two Kalim wouldn't connect all the Chatzeyas. But if they are in one barrel, which means that even though you have the Chotzer that has a partnership with the other two chatzeiros. One partnership is with oil, and one partnership is with wine. If they are all in one barrel, though, that can serve as a shituf for all the chatzeiros in the mavli. This is similar to the akpada by Eiv, that all the bread of the Eiv should be in one keli, because mashmoy Eiv shmoy, the purpose of Eiv is to connect them. So by putting their foods in different kelim, then it's an obvious separation. So to here learns the ritva. If all the food is in one keli, even though they're different foods, they are shutvim, and we don't see a separation. In Mela, it can work as a shita from a voice. And so paskins the tour, and in turn, there are more also paskins like that. The Ritva brings down another tzad, which is also the only tzad of the Rashba, that Yain the Shemen, since they are not mixable in the laws of chemistry, we do look at the two, even in one keli, as two different shitufim. The raya they bring is the Gemara, when speaking about shitas of Shimon, that any kind of partnership is a good shituf. The Gemara asks, as in a yatmiya, even Yayim Shimon, seemingly to say that it's a double pasha, that since they don't mix, we don't see the two, even in one keli, as a joint shituf. Now, Tosfos points out, If it was collected l'chatchila l'shem shituf, then it would be a good shituf, even if it was yayin v'shemen. And that's what the Gemara in the third parak says: Kol ha'oichlem u'mashkim mistarfen l'mosin be'isudis. Over there, it's talking about erev tchumen, but the same would apply by shituf my voice. Basha'en kein over here that they weren't collected for the sake of shita from a voice. The mere fact that there's a partnership is not enough to look at the yayin the shemen as if it's one shituf. The Bialocha brings down these chaylik mandir ammo mentioned earlier, and then he quotes that the Goyin Yaakov that takes it even further. The Goyin Yaakov says that Lav dafka, yayin the shemen would be a problem. Rather, even if there's one min, if it's not mixable. The Goyin Yaakov says, for instance, if you have the loaves of bread, you have chotzer A and chotzer B are shutvim in five loaves of bread, and chotzer B and chotzer C are shutvim in another five loaves of bread. So even if you pile all the loaves of bread into one keli, if they weren't collected l'shem shituf, since it's not mixable, it wouldn't be enough to deem them as one shituf by the mere fact that they are partners. L'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah says that even though there are more in the Torah paskin that yayin v'shemen in one keli, even if it was not collected l'shem shituf, it works as shituf from a voice. Most poskim argue l'hachmer. All this, though, is not so negela maisa, as bizman hazem, only one action is done for both Eiv and Shitav, as we will see. There's machlekes at the end of Amud Beis. Reb Meir says, ma'arvin u'mishtatzvim. Every chotzer and mavri need both. You have to make an Eiv chatzeris, and then also shituf from a voice, because shalayis l'shakeach teres Eiv. You shouldn't forget teres Eiv. And the Chachamim say, "Oy ma'arvin dai mishtatfim." You don't need both. And there's machloikis. When is this machloikis? The first sad is when bread is used. Everyone is in agreement that you can accomplish both. Now, the machloikis Rashi and Tosfos had what you're accomplishing, what you're doing, what mice is being done with this bread. According to Rashi, we're talking about that the Eiv is done the regular way with pas, with bread, and that will accomplish shituf as well. Tosfos learns, Masha'en Kein, that we're talking about that shituf is done, you're doing shituf from a voice, but instead of doing it with wine, you're doing it with pas, with bread, and since you upgraded the shituf from yayin to bread, then it works also for the chotzer. So again, this first sad is that when you're doing it with pass, then everyone's in agreement that it works, side for Eva and side for Shita, we don't need both. And the machlekes is by Yayin. What's the machlekes Tolvian? Rashi explains that Shita's of Meir is that since Eim Arvin b'chatzeres b'yayin, only with the bread, a regular Erev chatzeres cannot be with yayin, so doing shita for the wine cannot accomplish a heter for the chatzeres. And the Chachamim hold that there's a svara of amigu. Since the shita of yayin is working for what it is supposed to accomplish, and the shituv is connecting all the chatzeris also, memele, once I take care of the mavui, the chatzeris would memele become mutter. The other side is that no, that a partnership of wine will not work as for Erev, the kula alma, and the machlokes is a shutvus of pass. The Maisa, the Mechaber Paskins, like the Svara of Almur, the Shituf Lepas, that since you did the Shituf with bread, then that could work also for the Erev. And even though the Mechaber brings down Oyesh Oimrim, that each Chosa first has to make an Erev between themselves, meaning the houses opening up to each chotzer have to make an area between themselves, and the shituf from the chatzeris to the mavui could only accomplish that that'll take care of the connection between the chatzeris. But the Bach, as well as the other Rechonim, argue that that shita is not accepted, but rather if you're doing shituf mavois with the pas, then that'll work for even to connect the bottom to the chatzeris. That's what the Machaber brings down. The Amor, after bringing a Yesh Oimrim, that even if the shituf is done with yayin, it helps for the Erev. The Amor for Yisrael, the Amor says that we are noyig to do only a shituf of bipas, and that works for both it works for the Erev and for the shituf. And the Gemara explains that the Gemara that says that you need Erev and Shituf was only in those days that the Bnei HaChotzer gave only for their private Erev Chatzeus, and one person from each Chotzer would go and give towards the Shituf Mavois. Masha'inki, now that everyone gives straight to the Shituf, that's enough. You don't need both. The Ramah in Simon Shin Samach Vov goes with Shitosa and says that since our Eiv is also a sheet of Mavois, it does not have to be in a house. Therefore, the minig is to put it in the Beis HaKnesses, which happened to have been the minig V'dori Doris to keep the Eiv HaKnesses in Beis HaKnesses and all the poiskim, a lot of the poiskim are going and I'm a foul for what is the pshat that you put the Eiv in the Beis HaKnesses. You need a Mokum Dira. So the Amos says that the reason why the Eiv was put into the Chutz is because you're also doing Shituf Mavois at the same time, and that doesn't have to be in a bias. Shituf Mavois is enough to be in the Chutzer, as we said earlier. The Achronim, both in Shin Pei Zayin, which are the Alochas of Shituf, and in Shin Samach Vav, which are the Alochas of Eiv Chatzeiris, the ask on this Ramah, on both these Ramah, of his Shita. The Levush in Shin Pei Zayin asks that even in those times of the Gemara, Lu Yehei, that the Ramah is right, that they only gave towards the Eiv, towards their own private Eiv. But when one person from the chotzer takes and gives a bread to the for the shituf, he's zeicher, he's mezaka that bread for all the bnei chotzer. Therefore, it should be as if they each gave specifically to the shituf. And still, there's a tzad in the Gemara that both Eiv and shituf are needed. Also, the Bach in Shin Pei Vav asks on that Gamol in Shin Samach Vav about the minhag of putting the Eiv in Beit HaKnesses. He asks that even though you're doing Shituf, but since it's helping also to connect the houses and to make one dira, the chayyut should be, it should have to be put in a house. The Lavush answered the Bnei Ga'olim of only giving one bread of a Shimpei Zayim, that that the Emes, the Minig is because we're relying on the first day in the Mechaber, that since everyone knows that Eiv is done with Pas, so if the Shituf is it done with bread, then there's no chash that Tishkacha Teres Eiv, everybody will understand that the Shituf also took care of the Eiv. And that's why, and that's shot in the minig, that we only do one Maisa. We only do Shituf for Pas, and that takes care of the Eiv as well. As for the Kasha of the Bach, on the minig of putting it in the Shul, the Goyin is Miyasha the minig in another way. The Goyin says, in Ke'en, what Rashi says about how Shituf B'Yayin works for the Chotzer. And he says that you also say in Migu. You say that Migu, that the bread in the Beit HaKnesses is working for the Chatzeira, open to the Mavoi. It'll also work for the houses. The Ben Oizer is Miyashiv the Minig in a different way. The Rebbe says that once the bread is put into the shul, which makes it that we are all living there, because that's what Eiv Tuzayv, that's what Eiv does, so then, through that, the shul becomes a Mokim Dira.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.